I'm Justin Fall, and you're watching End Times Productions. Antarctica is a mystery in itself. We still don't fully understand Antarctica, but in 1537, a map shows up called the Parry Reis map, and there's no ice on Antarctica. So in the 1500s, if this was a accurate representation, Antarctica was not underneath ice. And that's not very long ago when you consider the history of the world. 1537, Parry Reis map, pretty fascinating little. What brought the ice? I don't know. Was the ice there to keep people out? Was the ice somehow created by whatever forces are residing there? I don't know. But what we know is that there's ice there now, and it's such a harsh climate. It's like the harshest climate in the world. You're talking about some of the craziest winter temperatures and also being a dry environment. The Nazis went there fully prepared. And according to General Dönitz, during the war, he gave an interview saying specifically that in case things took a turn for the worse, they already had a backup plan because they had already established a fortress within the ice. Now, that was a direct reference to what is called Base 211. So the Nazis go down there. It's very likely that they went ahead and established Base 211 in that initial expedition in 1938. Which, again, if the Nazis had not been successful in going down there and setting up shop, it's likely that World War II never would have happened. It's funny how the mainstream modern world tries to tell all these reasons for World War II while totally ignoring all the things that surrounded it before it actually happened. It's kind of like with the Civil War. What we're taught about the Civil War is really not actually what happened. The causes and what led to the Civil War were not exactly what they make it out to be. I'm not going to go on a tangent there. But people love to take their agenda and to paint history with the paintbrush of their agenda. So, the Nazis come back, and you now have World War II stemming up. This is wild. Everybody's coming against the Nazis. I'm not saying they were good people. They were not. They were occultists. They were very much racist in the term that they wanted to perfect their race. They wanted to bring out their latent abilities. If, in fact, they were descendants of these Aryan Nephilim, that's what they wanted to do. And again, this is their belief. This is what they believe was their birthright. And something led them to Antarctica. And by the way, they come back from Antarctica and say that they had contact with the king of the earth. You do the math, figure out what that means. The king of the earth, prince of the power of the air, the god of this world, the king over Shambhala. It's not really that much of a stretch. They obviously came into contact with Satan if they came in contact with the king of the world. In their terms, they come back, World War II starts. Interestingly enough, before the war started, they started sending submarines of some of their highest ranking Nazis. You're talking about doctors, engineers, the most brilliant minds, the magicians, occultists. Before, during, and even after World War II, they began a massive exodus of what totaled to be over 1 million Nazis that just fully disappeared. And they didn't know they disappeared until after the war when, you know, they were doing checks and balances on everything in Germany. The entire Reichstag bank disappeared by design. I mean, this is all by design. The Nazis knew what they were doing. They were taking these submarines before, during, and after the war in this massive exodus. By the way, during the war, a lot of strange things were happening in Nazi Germany. You had this society called the Vril Society that were really showing their colors. The Vril Society was the inner workings or the upper echelon of the aforementioned Thule Society. So the Thule Society was basically that was the group. That was the general assembly of this secret society. But the Vril Society was like the upper echelon of the Thule Society. And the Vril Society were the ones who were actually doing the seances, who were trying to tap into the Vril power that we've already discussed. The Vril was that power of creation and destruction, that power that would also awaken their abilities, going back to the Vril-Ya superior race, who they believed were their ancestors currently living inside the Earth. I do want to talk about the Vril Society once we get there. We've got a little more to cover here about the war. World War II takes place. The Nazis basically get their butts handed to them. That's what we're told. Hitler's dead, along with all these other major German Nazi leaders, are declared dead. That's not what happened. Although the newspapers were saying that. We have the now declassified FBI documents, which we took from the FBI website. We got them directly from the FBI. We show them inside of the film. We do high-resolution zooms. You can see the images. Hitler was spotted in Argentina after World War II, alive and well near the foothills of the Andes, which is interesting because that's also allegedly where one of the entrances to the Chincana was. You also, around that same time, had all of these European twins, identical twins, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, identical twins being born to South American women that were not blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And then we find out that not only Hitler made it to Argentina, according to the FBI documents, but there was another very famous Nazi doctor who made it down there as well, who continued to practice his eugenics, by the way. He paraded around as a veterinarian to basically keep his cover from getting blown. But he did all sorts of these experiments on the women down there, and he was going around delivering their children. There's a whole lot of information out there about that. I don't want to go into too much of a tangent. Fascinating stuff. We don't cover all of that in the film. That's just a little bit of a side note from our research. And many people probably know his name. It's Joseph Mengele. He was considered a mad scientist from Nazi Germany. Mengele was going around doing all these things in South America, freely operating. And he was going house to house delivering the children of the people who he was genetically manipulating somehow. And that's why we have a whole lot of these European families now living there that were born from South American lineages, but they appeared to be German. It's completely wild. And what really made it even crazier was that you could say it's a conspiracy theory, but then Time Magazine actually covered it. Yeah, really wild stuff about Joseph Mengele and everything that he did down there. He was also one of the doctors who was known for trying to take twins and transplant. He would take the eyeballs out of twins and switch them. He was trying to figure out if twins could be interchanged with their organs and their body parts. Very, very demonic stuff. So anyway, the FBI recognized that Hitler was alive and well. He was in he obviously had made it down to Argentina, the foothills of the Andes. From there, we believe that he went to Antarctica. And you say, well, why didn't he just go in the submarines? You know, because everybody else was going in subs. Hitler was a very, very sensitive target. Everyone was looking for him. The powers that lied to the world and told us that he was dead, they were on a mission to locate him. So because of him being such a high value target, he would not have gone with, you know, with the mainstream masses that were exodusing down in the submarines. And by the way, these submarines normally would have had a payload of about 8 to 12 people. The Nazis were cramming upwards of 50 people in these submarines to send. They were trying to get as many of them down to Base 211 as they could as quickly as possible before, during, and after the war. Over 1 million of them made it to Base 211. Then the leftovers were brought to America, forgiven of their war crimes, totally forgiven of their war crimes, such as Wernher von Braun. You know, he comes down and he ends up being like the father of NASA. Basically, NASA is created. The pharmaceutical industry is just booming now because the pharmaceutical industry came from Nazi Germany. Amphetamine pills, you know, Adderall. That was essentially crystal meth in a pill that the Nazis created. The Nazis were able to stay up for weeks at a time on their amphetamine pills. All these pharmaceuticals that people take today and think that they're safe and effective, well, they're effective. Not sure if they're safe. That was a product of Nazi Germany, the dexedrine, different types of methamphetamines, that all came from Nazi Germany. That's how the Nazis were able to stay up for weeks plotting and fighting and doing all these things, all their missions around the world. They were high on amphetamines. Now, when we get into the real society and the seances that they were doing, we're going to learn that a lot of the technology and the information that the Nazis had, they were getting it directly from otherworldly entities in their seances. Absolutely, they were getting technology, pharmakia, chemical compounds and formulations. They were not just sitting around making this stuff up. It's kind of reminiscent of Nikola Tesla and others who were bringing high technology to the world. Well, where did they get that technology? Well, they were in cahoots with certain entities, seances. Sometimes they're referred to as ascended masters. But this goes back to what was taking place when we look back to the Native American stories of the reptilian coming through the portal and corrupting mankind and teaching mankind magic, cutting of roots, mixing of things to make potions, all kinds of, what eventually turned into synthesizing things. So I definitely believe that that does come at its core origin point. It would be from seances. It's kind of like Black Sabbath said, there was always the fifth member of the band in the room writing the music for them. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones would talk about sitting in a chair, certain body parts getting hard and cold and being taken over and foaming at the mouth. Santana, you've got these crazy interviews that they gave where they would be taken over by an entity. And then the next thing you know, they've got hit music that the world loves. So yes, I do believe a lot of the technology, the pharmaceuticals, chemical compounds, absolutely came through channeling sessions. People were wanting to break on through to that other side. Jim Morrison, no pun intended, break on through to the other side. It was not uncommon for some of the movers and shakers, the famous, those that are loved of the, you know, loved by the world. They got a lot of their talents, a lot of their abilities, a lot of what they offered to the world and their inventions, technology. Yes, absolutely. Through channeling sessions, seances. The most plausible theory is that Hitler made his way to Argentina first. And by the way, the Catholic Church was very well known for smuggling Nazis into South America. The Catholic Church believed apparently in what they were doing. And again, we need to really make sure we don't get it twisted. When we study the Nazis, we're really, you can't separate the Nazis from the occult. The occult meaning tapping into higher entities, tapping into ascended masters, locating ancient technology, reviving all of these things, and also the interest in the inner earth and the races that might live inside the earth, dating back to being descendants of the Nephilim. Well, the Catholic Church also has set up churches on top of many of these, and I mean the Vatican, by the way, not necessarily the Catholic Church on the corner in your neighborhood, but the Vatican has been setting up churches, taking land, sacred land, entrances into these hollow earth entrance, catacomb cities, building churches, cathedrals on top of them. Interestingly enough, one in particularly right there near the Chincana, one of the Chincana entrances. So the Catholic Church had a hand in smuggling the Nazis out of Nazi Germany. We're talking about the most elite of the Nazis, not the leftovers, but the main course Nazis, the upper echelon, the ones that knew and did, the movers and shakers. And you say, yeah, but we got movers and shakers brought to America through, Project Paperclip, Operation Paperclip. Yeah, we did, but they were the leftovers. Believe me, Von Braun and NASA and the pharmaceutical industry, that was all the fat trimmed off of the steak. The steak made it down to Antarctica, and it was planned accordingly. So the Nazis make it down there. It makes most sense that Hitler and some of the others that were the more sensitive targets made it down. And I do believe there's some very possibility that they went into the Chincana and that's how they made it to Antarctica, to not be out in the main ocean, to not be out where they could be monitored. Possibly base 211, because, General Donitz again said that base 211 was a fortress secured inside the ice. So we're not talking about a base built on the surface here. It's very likely that the Chincana directly opened up into base 211. just a theory. But that would make the most sense. Now, let's talk about World War 2.5. You know, it's amazing how much the American government has completely deceived the taxpayer. I mean, they take your money and they lie to you about where it's going. You know, people have really in recent days really talked a lot about that. But let's just go back to post-World War II. We're told the Nazis have been completely defeated. Our government brings back a bunch of Nazis, forgives them of their war crimes, and then installs them as high-ranking government officials, gives them money and resources, and gives them new names, even, to where they're slightly unrecognizable in some situations, depending on how bad the war crimes were. If their war crimes weren't as bad, they could keep their name. Anyway, there are a lot of interesting things there. The Nazis were down in Antarctica, the powerful Nazis. They had a fortress in the ice, and according to their own declarations, had been in contact with the king of the world. So, we have a very interesting scenario arise known as Operation High Jump.